Breakfast. Good, but different.
Maddie, Meg and Cremo.
To wake you up.
I'm with copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
Let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Doesn't it feel good when you wake up?
Mm-hmm.
And you look at your phone and think, wow, 4 days off work. How
feels
cool.
Amazing.
Incredible.
How are you guys?
I know that's what I felt when I woke up. Oh, it's Thursday, but it's Thursday. Exactly. Excellent.
What a day to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
It is. What did you guys do last night? You went out to dinner together.
Yeah.
How romantic.
It was.
And your fiancé was there too.
Yeah. Extra romantic.
Yes.
Off to the...
I was kind of gate-crashing their date night, I think.
Not at all. I invited you.
Oh, that's true. Well, you were invited too, Matty. You just didn't...
I did pull out. I was a bit tired.
Yeah.
Was it nice? What did you do?
Yes, a little cheeky steak night. It was excellent.
Delicious.
Pub special. What more do you want?
Do you know, I was chatting to a friend last night about third wheeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he goes, you know, I don't actually know why they call it third wheeling.
Hmm.
And I was like, what do you mean? And he goes, doesn't it make more sense to say you're fifth wheeling?
What? That's if there's two couples.
Got four tires.
That's if that's if there's two couples and then you're the extra person.
Well, that's what they call it in Sweden.
Really?
Yeah,
fifth wheeling.
Because the car's got four wheels.
Interesting. Maybe it's a motorcycle reference.
A trike.
It does work for a motorcycle, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm not a big motorsport person, but I think that would probably do it.
Then you guys went home together, of course.
Well, yeah.
Actually, no, I went to Kmart.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And also, you hit the VIP lounge.
Yeah, I had a bit
of
a slap. Thinking, nice. I felt lucky, and I was definitely not. So,
oh, dear.
Unfortunate.
These things happen.
Long weekend ahead. Meg, you're excited. Your best friend's coming
from
Brisbane.
Oh, I cannot wait. I don't know what time he's getting here. I haven't really communicated, but he's going to be here
today.
I would say within the next 24 hours. So
That's very good. Hyped.
And the birds came home yesterday.
Oh, how
I'm
cute.
So happy. I got home yesterday after the pub and I walked in and my little cockatiel Bobby's, hello, Bobby. My heart.
Has he adjusted fine?
They didn't like last night because it was so dark.
Yeah.
And they were fighting all night, but.
They'll get used to the dark,
so it's probably
you think it'd be good for them to sleep at night.
Yeah, absolutely, but
rather than being in the strong light or the strong glow.
Yeah, there used to be like a TV on or something, or Josh was on the computer, so there was always light. It was just pitch black, and they didn't like it at all. They were fighting all night. They'll get used to it.
Yeah. All is good in the world now.
Yeah, the birds are home.
Absolutely. Jess, good morning. How are you?
Good. You know, really loving hearing about everyone's 4-day long weekend.
You don't get one.
Good for you guys. No.
Well, that's what happens when you're in management on the big bucks, Jess.
Yeah,
well,
that's right.
Yeah.
You know, we're all getting like pitted dates as payment for us. I mean,
and then you're rolling
I get the rest of the money.
Yeah.
Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
4-day weekend. What are you up to?
I'm going away down the coast for a little bit. Then I've got to see family, but I don't like short weeks.
Why?
Don't you really feel like longer though? Like, because you anticipate them to feel quick because it's short, and then it ends up dragging on. I mean, I'm glad we're at Thursday. I'm glad it's over. But God, it's felt like a slog this week.
Really? I thought this week's gone really fast.
Yeah. That's everyone's perception of time different, eh?
Oh, I love it. Hey, guys, we are playing Lads versus Lasses up next. All right, this is where we're at. Boys, we're 1 point ahead on 33. The Lasses are on 32. If we get it today, we extend our lead again, which we need. We need that extra point as the buffer.
That's right.
We need a really good player this morning on 13, 10 and 9. Lasses, if you're an average player, that's fine. Call up.
No, we want the superior Lasses this morning.
13, 10 and 9. We have on offer a $50 Gamble and Brown Katara voucher for the winner at the home centre there. They just celebrated their birthday.
It's his birthday, launching a new menu.
You can get all the old classics still.
At the deli. That's right. You want to get that. $50 to spend. Yeah.
13 10 09, the lines are open.
The Novos.
Lads versus Lasses.
Yeah, it is Newcastle's ultimate Battle of the Sexes competition. I said driver.
I don't know.
Because that's not our one of the player questions, today, is Kev, is a delivery driver. Lads leading on 33, Lasses on 32, playing for a $50 Gamble and Brown voucher at the Katara Home Centre. Great cafe. Meg, the ladies have let you down because do you know what? There's no cars on the roads.
No.
It is empty.
Everyone's on Easter holidays already. Everyone's taking like an extra long weekend.
I drove to work this morning. I reckon I could have like maybe saw three cars.
I think I was the same. Yeah.
It felt like the middle of the night.
But ladies, if you're in the car right now, pull over somewhere safe and play. $50 Gamble and Brown voucher. You don't want to miss out on that. Let's go to Kev in Elmer Vale, a delivery driver, says he has nothing major going on over the long weekend. Just became a grandfather, and he says he is stoked, but yet to meet him. Oh, good morning, Kev.
Hiya there, Meg.
Good morning. I'm doing really well. How are you?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you are doing well. So just interesting, though.
What was that, sorry?
I said, you are doing well, and so does your sister.
Yeah.
And your sister.
I think Kev works where my sister works.
Is Kev sleeping with your sister?
No, I hope not.
did you wake up in the same bed or something this morning, Kev? Wow, that's how I took that.
Yeah.
Nah. All right, let's get Kev this voucher. Hey, question one for you, Kev. What would you use a dip kit for?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, this is going to be a struggle.
Kev, brother, you need to fix your phone, man. We'll come back to you.
Yeah, because otherwise this will be way too hard.
Yeah, we can't hear you, Kev.
Let's meet our lass now, who's just about to come up on the phone, I believe.
This is Grant. Well,
Ashley,
how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Really good. Now you've got a better line. All right. Yes. Let's get into your questions. Are you feeling confident?
Ish.
Yes, you are, Ashley. I believe in you. You've got this, girlfriend.
All right, here we go. Number one for you. What are the main two colours on the Manchester United Football Club logo? Manchester United, one of the biggest football clubs in the world.
Red and white?
Oh, so close.
I thought it was red and white as well.
Not anymore. Red and yellow.
When did that change?
I swear
it was red and white.
All right, number two. This one's multiple choice. What does the company The Fat Murph make? Is it A, beef jerky, B, leather jackets, or C, electric bikes?
The Fat who?
The Fat Murph. M-U-R-F.
A, B, or C? Take a stab.
Oh, what was the option?
Okay, A, beef jerky, B, leather jackets, C, electric bikes.
Beef jerky?
Ah, no, it's electric bikes. All right, number three. What does the brand Pirate Life, what is it known for making?
Clothes?
No, it's beer. Jeez.
Oh, this is not good.
Now, I'm not saying that Kev's going to absolutely steamroll this.
He just needs one.
Yeah. All right,
he only needs one.
Kev, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, we can hear a little bit better. All right. We'll go back to question one. What would you use a dip kit for?
A dip kit?
A dip kit.
Yeah, I'm making my... No. Sorry, mate. We're giving it to Ashley.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Ashley.
Kev's phone from Mars. And it was a really bad line.
Ashley, you got yourself $50 Gamble and Brown voucher, babe.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And the points. Kev, I apologise, but the phone, not good.
Hey, he's already winning. He's got your sister.
He's seen your sister very
absolutely
recently.
Absolutely not. Hey, guys.
I know your sister, and you're a celebrity.
Hey, do any of you suffer from hay fever by any chance?
Yes, sometimes.
There is a new way to combat hay fever.
Ah.
Very interesting. Just involves you having some more adult cuddles.
Really?
Oh. Yes. It's going to fix the...
I'm sorry, I just need to interject here. Yeah. Who wants to root somebody sneezing all over them?
Look, some people...
Well, that'll get rid of it.
Some people have no standards.
Give me a hand with my runny nose.
Look, if they're attractive, maybe you know... Look, if Justin Bieber had a runny nose, would you go there?
Well, actually, there you go. Yes, I would.
Come here, Justin. Let me fix your hay fever.
I'll give you the details next about how to get rid of your hay fever by adult cuddles.
19 past 6. Good morning.
The Novos.
We are talking, Meg, a really new cure that's been announced for hay fever sufferers.
Yeah, so they came up with a couple of ideas on how to battle hay fever, including banishing pets and
you're not on 2HD, by the way, if you're just tuning in. We're not talking about how to cure hay fever.
But the top thing to actually get rid of hay fever, apparently, is to have some more adult cuddles in your life.
Really?
Which I thought was very interesting. So there was a study out of Iran recently, and there's a link between the nasal and reproductive system.
What? It seems like a long way.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
A little tube running all the way down, or what?
Like, so what, your nose dribbles at the same time as
Other things dribble?
Yes, possibly. So that what they're saying is that during adult cuddles, the nervous system constricts blood vessels, which can ease a blocked nose and clear streaming eyes.
Wow.
Interesting. Like, to be fair, if I had hay fever, the last thing I'd probably want to do is that. But you know what? If it's going to assist in getting rid of said hay fever, I might look into it.
Wait, so does it work for both male and female?
It's saying this, yeah.
Yeah, it does. Wow.
Wow.
Because sometimes, you know, people say they'll use a headache to get out of it.
Yeah.
But really, that's the excuse to get into it.
Well, what they're saying is this particular method would be a lot more pleasurable and far cheaper than antihistamines.
Well, absolutely.
That is true. Clarithine is very expensive.
It is. What's a pack of that worth?
$20 or something?
Yeah, for like, eight tablets or something?
Yeah, like...
It's not great.
Not great.
So they're saying it can be done from time to time to alleviate the congestion, and the patient can adjust the number of intercourses depending on the severity of symptoms. So if you've got a really bad case of hay fever where you can barely breathe...
This is what you need to do.
What you need to do is go into the bedroom with your partner...
And fix the hay fever.
All right. So this is what I want to do, right? 13:10:09. If you're in bed listening to this, the radio's next to your bed right now, and you're suffering from a bit of hay fever, do it and call us up and let us know if it works.
Afterwards.
Yeah, not during.
Obviously. Not during. I don't want to hear that.
Call whenever. Call the show anytime, 13:10:09. That's what we always
get
say.
Get involved?
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But I thought this was very interesting. There's a whole list of like 10 different things on how to alleviate the symptoms, and this is on number one.
Hey, whatever
what
works.
What are the other
right?
reasons?
The other ones, they're like shower at night. Take antihistamines at the right time, wash your sheets, banish pets, get the right bedding.
Oh, so like everyday hay fever.
Change into pajamas, put Vaseline in your nose. You know what? I'd rather go with the first option.
But number one for me, please.
If you are single, who is going to want to do that with you when
you're... Yeah, but can it work?
Oh, come on, come home with me. I need to fix my hay fever.
Excuse me, come home. I can barely breathe, but... Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Can it work? Can it like actually work solo?
It can, because the whole point of it is when
it's
you
just
finish.
When you finish. The finale.
The finale.
That's the final solution to hay fever.
Have you ever tried kissing someone when you have a blocked nose? It's not enjoyable for either parties.
For anyone.
No.
No, I can't say I have, I don't think. Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you, Kruger?
I don't know, if I'm crook, I usually avoid all that.
Makes like gummy boy.
Oh, when you're fresh into a relationship and they're like,
hang on.
Yeah.
Oh. Actually, but now you do those sound effects, I'm well
Look,
off
if
it.
If you've got hay fever, just get yourself some adult cuddles.
The Novos.
To wake you up. Together. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter in Newcastle, and the mics are on. Now.
So this weekend got a friend visiting from Sydney, and we're off on a wine tour, which is excellent. However, it's a wine tour, and these things tend to get a bit winey.
Can
right?
I ask,
you drink a lot of wine.
Have you actually booked it yet? Because yesterday when we went for dinner, you're like, I haven't actually booked this
Funny
yet.
You say that. Not yet. there's heaps of options. I'm trying to get like a half day one because they get boozy enough, right?
Yeah.
Often, some wine tours you get back and it's a full day recovery.
Yeah.
Because they get so generous out at the Hunter Valley. Like, they're always just, the pours are not just a little sip.
I've never been on a wine tour.
Really?
I've done wine tasting before. And that's it. I've never done a tour. But then again, I don't drink wine. So.
A tour is at least 4 or 5 wineries, and often they'll give you, like, you try like 10 or 15 different wines at each one.
Oh, that's a lot.
So you're drinking a lot of wine.
And there's a lot of, you know, like, it can either go one of two ways. Mm. I think with you in particular, your intention is to keep it classy. It
would be. But I love
wine.
It
always
wine.
Gets white girled at the end. Like,
yeah, you can't even help it.
Broken heels.
Freebird's
and-
going to get loose.
Definitely.
And dirty dresses.
Exactly right. Especially if you go on the full day ones. There's people, vomiting out windows and all that sort of stuff.
And this is why I don't do wine tours or That's wine in general.
This is what I wanted to do. 13:10:09, wine tour's gone wild, right? Because it seems like such a classy event, but the wine is so free pouring at some places. They really get generous.
I've got 3 words for you. Loved our long lunch.
There you go.
Have you seen the videos and Instagram stories from a Loved our long lunch? Oh my God.
13:10:09, if you've got a story when a wine tour has gone wild, love to hear them up next.
So, like, your stories about, you know, when you've embarrassed yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Or your mates.
Yeah, exactly. Could dob be a friend. Dob a friend in. Pretend it was you.
The Novos.
We're talking wine tours gone wild. Yeah, broken heels, dirty dresses.
All that sort
Never
of stuff.
Never wear white to a wine tour is all I'm going to say.
Bottles of wine left in the minivan on the way home.
Do you reckon the drivers scoop that up and just take it home? Like the excess bottles?
No, they'd send it back to you or off
Surely
you.
Surely not. Because you've forgotten that you bought it half the time.
That's true. 13:10:09 with your wine tour gone wild stories. We put this on Facebook yesterday, and Charlotte said, my mum was the designated driver for a 12-seater van that they hired to go out and do one of these wine tours. Yeah. The whole thing went a bit awry, though. Being guided by the drunkest woman on the tour, she went straight over a low fence and into a ditch, got bogged, was absolutely livid, of course, and had to get the winery owner to drag them out with a ute. Wine tour's gone wild.
Wow. Well, let's go to the phones. Hey, Megan, how are you?
Hey, good, thank you.
That's good. Tell us your wine tour gone wild story.
Oh, well, where do I start?
Start from the very beginning. Let's do this.
I've run a Loved Our Bus now for 10 years.
Okay, great.
The last 2 years it hasn't been on, but 50 drunk women on a bus for a day starting at 9 a.m. has been very colourful and fun throughout the season. We do dress up themes each year, so there's been horror, 80s, bright orange. This year we're doing bright pink.
This feels like an ad, so you better give us one really wild story. What's the craziest thing that's happened?
Yeah, I think the year that we're dressed up as horror, so many young girls were on the bus, so obviously they were trashed by 11 o'clock.
Of course.
And rolling over, passing out. The police wanted photos with us, the fire truck. One of us got...
Sorry, I didn't hear what you said there. You got cut off.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
Wow.
Stuff. Yeah.
Wine tours.
Right, but it is what it is.
Yeah. They certainly do go wild.
Well, you know what? Hopefully you have a much more successful weekend, Creeper.
Yeah, hopefully things are a lot smoother for me.
No dressing up in hot pink.
And no getting bogged.
No getting bogged.
Hey,
no.
What's the goss up next with Jackson? Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Scarlett Johansson's opened up about the crazy rumour that haunted her career in the early days. Also, too, Charlie Puth has revealed what Elton John told him that made him just, like, smarten his stuff up.
Oh, good stuff. Details in minutes and...
The Novos.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
Coronavirus!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
No That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
In between answering all the phone calls off air, producer Jackson got the Charlie Puth goss.
Yes, I did. Naughty tree in there. Charlie Puth sat down with Ellen. I don't know when she's wrapping up. These stars keep sitting down with her.
Can she just go?
I know. She's doing the John Farnham on it.
Must have, like, a 2-year contract left. I've signed my final deal. Yeah, it finishes in 2024.
I hate when they do that, announce it early. Anyway, he sat down with Ellen over the last couple of days, and he's revealed that now he's very good friends with Elton John. Like, they're besties, bros. Oh. I wonder what they get up to in their spare time, kicking back on the couch. But anyway, let's not think about that. Let's think about the advice that he was given by Elton John when they first met. Now, if someone comes up to you and basically tells you that you should ask, do you become best friends with them? I don't know. Charlie Puth did, though.
He came up to me and said, you know, how are you? Hi. I'm like, you're Elton John. I'm like, yes, I am. You know, your music sucked in 2019. It wasn't good. And I was like, it was like a gut punch, but I had been thinking that as well. And I had just, you know, I'd gone through a messy breakup, and I think that was also going alongside it. And it was a wake-up call a little bit.
Oh. It's like,
you know what? If someone comes up to me and tells me you're shit, I'm like, well, I hate you for the rest of my life.
But like, also too, please tell me a Charlie Puth song that you remember or know the words to. Past 2019.
One Call Away is the only thing I can really think of. That was like 2017. Though,
yeah. Back in the day, right? I think Charlie Puth was at his like top of the game back then.
Now I can't remember
any. I couldn't tell you something from 2019. Absolutely not.
Now he's doing that light switch song. He's on TikTok and he's just making noises with his mouth.
Crying about how emotionally he is over the song.
See, do you know what? All these stars that become friends with Elton John, mate.
Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa.
Let me tell you, I know Elton's game.
Yeah.
I think we all know.
He's just so old and bitter and he wants a toy boy.
How old's Charlie Puth these days, though? Like, he'd be in his 30s, surely.
Like 32.
32?
32.
32-year-olds on TikTok.
He looks younger, though, don't you think?
Sorry, he's 30.
Yeah.
I think he looks younger, though.
Has he still got the eyebrow slit? Because he needs to get rid of that.
Well, he can't get rid of it.
He can't.
Because he got attacked by a dog.
You know what's called eyebrow tattooing?
Oh. Don't judge him.
I will judge him.
Look, I think he looks hot.
With the eyebrows?
I do.
Like, really?
Look, it goes in my ranking system in my mind. Yes. Justin Bieber, Shawn Mendes, then Charlie Puth.
Really?
I never knew that you had a soft spot or a not so soft spot for Charlie Puth. Wow.
I love watching him cry.
Are they your top three men of all time?
Yeah.
Do you find watching a man cry sexy?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, vulnerability, like all that sort of thing, is it?
Absolutely not.
Hey, if you need a shoulder to cry on, you know where to find me.
Do you imagine them coming to you in the rain?
To be fair.
Oh, you're so sad.
That offer is probably only extended for Justin Bieber, Shawn Mendes, or Charlie Booth.
You don't want some rotter crying on your shoulder. Ugh. Anyway, Scarlett Johansson's opened up about the rumour that plagued her career when she was sort of making it as an actress in Hollywood.
There was a rumour that went around for a very long time that said that I had sex in an elevator. And so that was a story that followed me for a long time. But I always thought that was outrageous. And also, I always was like thinking to myself, hey, the logistics of that seem so unappealing to me. I'm a person who's terrified of being caught doing something I'm not supposed to be doing, so that made the story even that much more absurd to me, if you know me personally.
Never heard that rumor.
Neither have I.
Yeah, and she made it up.
The fact that she sang it, though, and in so much denial, makes me think she did it.
Do any of us care if she did have sex in an elevator?
No, I think that's fine.
I think it makes her better.
Motley Crue did a song about it, for Christ's sake.
That is true.
So did Guy Sebastian.
Oh, he did. Elevator love.
A lot of cameras in elevators, though.
Yes.
Surely somewhere there is the footage.
Good fun to stick your rude finger up and just like hope that no one's on the other side of the door.
You would do that.
I love doing that.
Do you ever stick your finger up at the cameras in the lift?
I do. And do you know what? I like to make conversation in the lift because I find it so awkward when everyone just stands there. How are you going, mate? What's going?
I hit the door close button so nobody else gets into the elevator.
Do you?
I'm
a door holder.
No.
Hold the door. Come in.
If I can avoid being in the elevator with someone, I will hit that door close button till the end of time.
He's a gem guy. Guy Sebastian actually elevator love.
Imagine he wrote this about his experience with ScarJo.
No one wants to go him in an elevator.
Speak for yourself.
What? Meg's guy's biggest fan.
He's still got his puppy fat there in the elevator. Look, Jennifer Hawkins is in the video there. For this.
Is she?
Yeah, look. As if she's gone with Guy.
I would have then.
Really?
The chubby guy Sebastian was still cute.
Your favorite? Was that your favorite iteration? Or do you like the fitter
like
one?
I like the fro.
See, he was cute back then, like I find that McDonald's character Grimace cute. Do you know what I mean?
And the guitar. Any guy with a guitar.
Oh, I find the guy with the guitar one of the most irritating
sexiest
things ever.
Things in the entire world.
Oh.
Plucking on strings.
Yep.
Meg, see, he's just not even good there. I don't know. Where are the muscles?
I don't need the muscles, though.
Like, it's the OG guy without the
without the
excessive fro.
Yeah, I'm there.
Yeah, well,
I'm for it.
You have weird taste,
man. I know I do.
Meg is transfixed at the moment, but we've got the video on in here.
What I'm hearing, though, about Meg's taste, like if it was a food, it's Brussels sprouts.
Jess, do you find Guy Sebastian attractive or sexy? Or both?
I mean,
I think they're the same people.
The time I met him in person,
you do.
I mean,
did you meet him in the elevator love era, or is it more in the? Because you're mad for CrossFit, and he looks well fit at the moment. Is it more of the fit era?
It was more of the fit era.
The battle scars era.
I'm not going to judge him either way.
Do you like Brussels sprouts?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is quite funny because I dislike Brussels sprouts.
That's what I mean. You can take them or leave them. I feel like it's a No, he's Australian.
Leave my taste in men alone.
He's the prince of Australian music. We love God.
Well, who's the king then?
Johnny
Clark.
Oh, that's a shame.
Anthony Kalia.
Anthony Kalia.
Said no one ever.
What's the opposite of king?
Pauper?
Yeah.
Peasant.
I
was going to say
queen. Anthony Kalia, the shoe shiner of the music.
No, I was going to say queen.
Oh,
I was making a joke. Oh, but
high title.
We can say that. Well, we can get away with it. Not get away with a lot.
No, never say that. The Novos.
To wake you up. We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Nick. You know what? No, not. You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
Let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Let me tell you, when you sit in the same room as people, like for years on end, day after day, hour after hour, minute after minute, second after second.
Millisecond after millisecond, you're going to keep going with that?
I don't like I like you guys.
Really didn't sound that way.
You run out of things to talk about sometimes, and then your mind just wanders off, and you find yourself chatting about topics that are just so weird and bizarre. Like yesterday, here's an example. We were talking about just the male appendage in general and the different words that we use, like, in society to describe it. Like, it's one of the only things in life that has, like, 10 different names.
Oh, I'd say more than 10.
Definitely more than 10,
I can't think of more than 10.
Should we list them?
Yeah,
no,
well...
No.
Let's not do that. I'm
joking.
No.
This is our boss had a heart attack listening to this right now. But one of them, when I was growing up, right, was my family used the word whizzy to describe it.
And as soon as you said that, Crevo and I looked at each other as if to say, what?
Now, I've gone my entire life thinking that whizzy is a slang term for the male appendage. Like, whizzy. Put your whizzy away.
How often were you told?
When I was a kid, I used to be flinging it left, right, and center.
You're getting it out for no good reason.
My mum always used to say, put your whizzy away.
Oh, we're getting an insight into your childhood right now.
It's funny in itself.
It's kind of carried on, really. You guys have never heard of the term whizzy, and I thought, this is you guys are the weird ones.
Yeah. Yeah, you thought everyone knew it.
And then you decided to jump onto Urban Dictionary.
Where all facts are proven.
Mm-hmm.
and wasn't on there.
It's not on Google.
I did the ask around the whole team. Nobody's heard of the term Wizzy to describe that.
You're going around the office yesterday.
Thing. It was a family thing.
Only your family.
How did they come up with that?
I can understand, because when you say you're going to the bathroom for a whiz, that makes sense.
That's a known
thing.
And
that's where it came from, probably.
What I want to do this morning is open up the lines, our number 131009. What word is exclusive to your family that only you and your close ones know the meaning of?
Yeah.
This is interesting.
Tell us the word, and then maybe we can try and guess what it is.
Yeah.
Well, that's good as well. Because Wizzy, you might guess.
Got tickets up for grabs for the Knights vs. Eels as well for best caller today.
If you've got a really good one, we'll give you the tickets.
Just a test right now. Test right now.
Yep, go.
One in our family. It's two words. Furry roach.
A furry roach.
Furry roach.
Okay, can I have my guess?
Yeah.
I think it's a rat.
Yeah.
I think a furry roach is something dirty.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like a chocolate that's fallen on the ground.
Well, I don't know. Very close. We call Ferrero Rochers in our house furry roaches. That was as kids, because that was what Mum's preference was for like Easter. Mum, do you want to pack a furry roaches? And people look at us like, what
are you doing?
Yeah.
Only your family.
Only my family. I don't have any other families that I know. They call them furry roaches.
All right. The lines are open now. 131009.
The Novos.
What word is exclusive to your family? Quick recap. My whole life growing up, my mum, my grandma, my whole family, in fact, called the male appendage a wizzy. Now, I just thought this was just a regular slang term for that, but apparently not. You guys all looked at me like a weirdo when I mentioned this yesterday when we were somehow chatting about this.
And you looked at us like we were weirdos because we didn't know what you were talking about.
Got onto Urban Dictionary, nothing. So I'm a fool.
The whole of Google had nothing. That's how much of it is an exclusive to your family.
You went to page 17 of Google search results where there's absolutely nothing and you still couldn't find it.
It's so true. Well, what we're doing is we're asking you what word is exclusive to your family. We'll hear the word, we'll try and guess what it is, and then we'll hear the answer. Let's kick it off.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's meet
Daniel.
Daniel, hey, how you doing?
Daniel.
We'll come back to Daniel. No, let's try Rachel next. Hey, Rachel, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Really good. Now tell us, don't tell us the meaning first, just the word that is exclusive to your family.
Toddy.
Toddy.
So many years ago.
Oh, hang on. We're just going to have a guess first and try and figure out what it is.
I've got a feeling it's a toasty.
Okay, Krivo.
I only know hot toddy, which is a drink.
I think a toddy is a potato jam. What is it?
So, my nieces refer it to their private parts. So, when they were younger, we were driving along the road and they've got an rake. Mummy's got a little toddy and Dad's got a big toddy. Why can't stop laughing?
Oh, dear.
As they've grown up now, everything's their toddy. And so, when we go to stand in photos, we're trying to get all the nieces, my children to smile at one. We could say, Toddy, and they all smile and no one knows what
Oh, that's a bit cute.
That is.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, one Rachel.
Christmas, we're trying to get a Santa photo. I'm saying, say Toddy. No one else knows what it's about, but the girls are so funny. That's for our family. No one else knows what it is. So when we say, are you right there?
Toddy.
Oh, I love
that.
Thanks,
that's
Rachel.
So cute.
That's so great.
Very good.
Let's go to Matt. Hello, how are you?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, what word is exclusive to your family? Give it to us and we'll try and work out what it is.
Higher. I reckon it's, I know this is the obvious answer, but I reckon it's some sort of exclusive greeting. Hiya, hiya.
See, I was going to say more like a goodbye.
No, I'm going to go something totally different here. I think it's a ladder. I think it's like a kid word that how they've tried to describe what a ladder is. Oh, going up the higher.
What does higher mean, Matt?
So when I was younger,
went out and my dad was going to go start taking photos in the helicopter, and I seen it go up, and he goes, what's that? And he's going, it's going up higher and higher. So ever since then, a helicopter was called a higher, higher.
Oh, so it's a helicopter. Wow, that's so cool.
Oh, that's a bit of fun, isn't it?
One of those things. That's really cool.
Yeah,
wow.
It just stuck all the way through, and, you know, dad
has
been the higher.
That's so cute. I love that. Thanks, Maddie.
I love this. It's really cute.
This is a bit of fun, yeah.
Yeah.
Have we got Daniel back?
No, Daniel's gone.
Daniel's gone.
Love It or Loathe It is up next, though.
Yeah, that's right. Get your thoughts on the daily topics, and I want to talk reptiles up next.
The Novos.
Love It or Loathe It. Loathe It.
So I wanted to get your thoughts on the daily topic today. It's reptiles. Love it or loathe it. What are your thoughts?
3, 2, 1, go!
Okay, Robert Irwin. loathe it.
Not a fan
loathe
in general.
It. I hate anything reptilian.
Love it.
No, you're a fan.
Yeah, animals in general, though, to be
Would
fair.
Would you have a pet? A reptile is a pet?
Depending on the reptile, yeah.
Snake?
Snake, yeah.
Snake?
Love snakes.
See, there are some people, though, that, like, reptiles are, in their minds, the equivalent of a cuddly little dog.
Yeah.
Or puppy or cat or something.
So true.
They're very passionate.
This one guy, though, got little things a little out of control. He decided to have not just one or two snakes, no. He had 124 snakes as pets.
Well, how many?
124.
Oh.
Unfortunately, he's come to a demise.
At the hands of one of them.
Oh, surprise, surprise. They had to do an autopsy, of course. Oh, snake bite.
He was keeping venomous snakes.
Yeah,
that's not clever.
Come on.
Not going to lie.
How
it's like,
dumb.
It's like the people who keep spiders as pets. Are you going to keep like a funnel web spider? I don't think so.
How ridiculous. Leave that to the experts.
People just don't care. I remember there's a famous like viral video from here in Newcastle or down at Nobby's Beach.
Yes.
Right. There was a red-bellied black snake. Slithering around near the toilet block there, near the cafe and stuff, near the surf club. Anyway, this video, the old man, maybe 80, everyone's like around him panicking, oh my God, there's a poisonous snake. This old man goes up to the snake, kicks it in the head.
Twice,
and then boots it away from the footpath. And then he continued on with his day.
That is a man who doesn't care anymore.
Yep. He's reached an age where he says, you know what? If this snake bites me, whatever.
How old was this person?
Oh, 49.
Oh, yeah. Like half a life ahead of you.
I'm more than on board with having reptiles as pets, but not venomous ones.
And 124 snakes is
That's
too
enough.
Many. Zoos don't have that
two
many.
Or three snakes would be
already enough.
Can you imagine the cost of keeping those snakes?
Yeah.
Just in rats alone.
Rats alone.
But you've got to have the specialised heating for them and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, like your electricity bill. They'd be the police would be knocking on your door for wondering why you're using so much power. Your power
kind of
bill's really
have
gone
you
up.
There?
Exactly.
Yeah, just keeping a lot of snakes. Sure, it's a lot of snakes.
That nobody's keeping that many snakes. This guy was.
To be fair, I've got a feeling that I just want to put that out there. He wasn't keeping them for himself. There's probably a black market for venomous.
Oh, I don't know.
In America,
you can keep anything in certain states. You can keep any kind
Does
of
it
animal.
Say what kind of snake it was?
Nah. They probably didn't know which one got him in the end because there was 120 different ones that could have got
Too
him.
Too much.
Like, you've probably got a couple of red bellies, maybe a brown snake.
He had rattlesnakes, cobras, black mambas, and a 14-foot Burmese python. Now one of them is suspected of killing him.
I know you go up to Australia Zoo.
Feels like Cluedo.
In Queensland, and they've got one of those, I think it's a yellow diamond python. It is huge. Like, I think it's
massive snake.
5 or 6 meters, and the belly on it is massive.
Biggest snake you've seen, Matty?
I've seen a few big ones
in the day.
Yeah, a few big ones.
Mm.
That'd be
a lot
the
of
biggest
little ones
ones
around there. Yeah,
a lot of little snakes, God.
Especially around here.
More than you think.
What do you mean?
Oh, we've got a swamp out the back.
Yeah, it's heaps lots of little snakes.
The swamp produces little snakes.
Yeah.
Snakes don't like moisture, though.
Yeah, but didn't Jackson nearly stand on a red belly the other day?
I nearly got bit by a snake at the front door and no one cared.
I cared. I was huge, worried.
And then
for
it
you.
Crawled under the building and they were like, eh.
As long as it doesn't end up in my car, we're fine.
Went under the newsroom.
Just quietly.
Hey, Jess, how do you feel about that?
She's not in there. Oh. 7:30, we'll go to Jess next. The Novos.
To wake you up. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on.
We like to line up some pretty big guests on this show.
Oh, don't we? What
amazing guests.
The home of some of, Newcastle's biggest stars
over
the years. I was going
to say the world's biggest names.
Yeah, some of them.
Yeah, but next, since it is Easter this weekend, Easter Sunday, very, very, very close, producer Jackson has arranged someone to come into the studio, which I'm very excited about, who I've never met before.
This is great.
Yeah. We're talking the Easter Bunny.
Oh, wow.
This is so thrilling. I can't believe it.
I'm very keen because I want to know, like, how much chocolate he gives out, like, everything that he does to get in preparation. Because we know what Santa's preparation's like. Like,
lists and all that.
With all the elves and the naughty and nice list. I don't really know much about what the Easter Bunny does in preparation. So we're going to get the Easter Bunny in next and do a little bit of an interview.
This is exciting.
And very exclusive.
Oh, look, I don't know if I've ever even seen the Easter Bunny do another interview.
No, I don't think I have.
I think we're the only show in Newcastle where the Easter Bunny is gracing his presence with. The Novos. And we're very happy to welcome this very special guest into the studio, guys. The Easter Bunny is here. Come on in,
I never thought I'd see the day I'd see the Easter Bunny in person in a radio studio. I think we're the only radio station around.
Come on.
Sit down.
Okay,
calm down, buddy.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome, Easter Bunny.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.
You must be very busy.
I am so busy right now, but I always have time for my favorite people, Maddie, Meg, and Creva.
Question for you, Easter Bunny, and we've had some sent in by listeners. Where do all the Easter eggs come from? Do you lay them?
Yeah, so I have a very special nest at home, and once a year, me and Mrs. Easter Bunny get hard at work and make all of the Easter bunnies, and then I sit there and I lay them all.
Do you make them all in, like, one day, or, like, is it, like, how long does it take you, Easter Bunny?
Oh, Mrs. Easter Bunny likes to get it over with one day, but I like to work all week.
So now this is my next question.
Oh, calm down, Easter Bunny.
It's come in from a listener. Which is, do you get busy like rabbits do? I'm not really sure what that means, but it must be something to do with the eggs.
Rabbits are very busy in all senses of the word. We do lots of stuff. And yes, we work, like I said, very hard. Mrs. Easter Bunny likes to do 1 week, but I like to go the whole week.
See, it sounds to me like you're from America. What are you doing in Australia?
Well, I can go anywhere I want, Meg, because I'm so magical. But, I just go to so many different countries and I speak to so many different people that my accent seems a little bit weird.
Here's a question I wanted to know, and this one's from myself. Have you ever met the Energizer Bunny?
I have met the Energizer Bunny. He's actually my cousin.
Oh, there you go. Oh,
he's a bit of the black sheep of the family, though. He's, like, all about making money in the corporate world. And, you know, I'm all about giving back.
Oh, that's nice. It's nice that you do that.
Okay, another question for you, though. How many eggs do you normally have in your sack on Easter morning? Because you must do a lot of deliveries.
I'm telling you right now, it just depends. Like, if I, at any one time, I can have up to 25 million eggs in my sack at the same time.
That must get really heavy.
Oh, I'm pretty strong. I can deal with it. Look, Mrs. Easter Bunny doesn't like it when I have 25 million eggs in me because I'm so bulgy.
That would be very frustrating, I can imagine.
Since your cousin is the Energizer Bunny, he must give you some tips on how to carry 25 million eggs.
Well, what I do, right, is over the years, because I'm so very old, I've had lots of practice doing squats. So up, down, up, down, up, down.
Give us a demonstration, because you make a really cool sound when you do this up, down, up, down.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
See? And I'm lifting my legs, and this big bulge. See, as you can see,
it's hanging down.
It's hanging down
so
right
how
now.
How many's
it's
in
so
there
heavy.
At the moment? And there can't be 25 million in there at the moment, surely.
I've got 10 million eggs in my sack right now.
Just ready to go for Easter. Hey, Easter Bunny, I know you are so busy getting ready for the weekend. Thank you for spending just a few minutes with us today.
I just want to say to all of the kids of Newcastle and the Hunter, if you've been a very good kid, I'm going to spoil you rotten this year.
Oh, beautiful.
How good.
I've got a present for you guys. I've got some chocolate eggs. Do you want to try?
I'm okay for now.
I'd love to. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Hang on.
Thanks, Easter Bunny.
Do you want one fresh?
Yeah.
Hang on. I didn't bring my nest with me, so I'll have to do it right here on the floor. Are you ready to catch it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
There we go.
Thank you, Easter Bunny.
Oh, thanks for stopping in.
It's the freshest Easter eggs I've ever had in my entire life right here from the Easter Bunny.
It's still warm.
Oh, wow.
How amazing.
The best type.
Yeah, absolutely right.
It's a bit melted.
Just a tiny little bit. We'll see you, Easter Bunny.
Thanks, Easter Bunny. Thank you.
I'll see you later. Bye.
See you on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. Or probably not.
How adorable was
this? I know.
What a treat.
Yeah.
How fantastic. It's very rare that the Easter Bunny
does a radio interview.
Exactly.
Normally you got to pay big bucks for that, but he's like, no.
World exclusive right there.
World exclusive.
Exciting
good
stuff.
Times.
That's a real low, isn't it?
What do you mean?
We hit another one. 747 birthday lotto is up next.
It sure
what
is.
What month are we looking for?
I've just spun the wheel. We're looking for anyone born in September.
Okay.
Three good chance at the money.
50 up for grabs today. We'll play next.
The Novos. Are you serious? I wish.
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos. Birthday.
Oh, yes, folks. $350 up for grabs today. We gave away $800 to listener Sissy on Monday. Let's cap the week off with another win, shall we? Let's do this.
That'll be great. It's time to meet Nicole from Maitland, works at McDonald Jones Homes, and says she's all prepped for Easter this year for the first time ever and wants to spend the cash on taking the kids to the Easter show. Nice one. How you doing, Nicole?
Good, thanks. I tell you.
Really good. $350, that would sort of cover things, I reckon. You'd get some rides in there, get some food, the whole
box.
Exactly, all the good stuff.
Yeah, it's only come close to that.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, well, good luck. Let's spin these balls for you, all right?
Are you feeling lucky today?
I am.
That's good to hear.
That's a good sign.
Oh, going into a long weekend, $350 bucks richer, like it's not a bad time at all, is it?
Exactly.
Let's spin these birthday balls for you, Nicole. I've got my fingers crossed. Easter show sounds fantastic. Were you born on the 6th of September?
No.
Sorry, Nicole.
Happy Easter
anyway,
enjoy.
Since you're already prepped and ready to go.
Yeah, exactly. You're doing better than most, I reckon.
No Easter shops for you.
Hey, it's back before 9 o'clock today. It's 3 minutes to 8.
The Novos.
To wake you up. Together, New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Up next, we are doing Celeb or Pleb. This is the challenge around the team where Jackson calls up somebody and they're completely anonymous. We have no idea who they are. And we have to, I guess, unpick their life and figure out if they are a celebrity or a pleb, a regular person who Jackson's just called up from the phone book.
Okay, well, they're on the phone right now. We're going to chat to them next. Celeb or Pleb, up next after Tom Walker.
The Novos.
Celeb or Pleb.
Yeah, it's a challenge around the team, and for you, all you have to do is figure out if a person is a celebrity or a regular person purely by the sound of their voice. We do get a couple of questions each to sort of try and unpick their life. Now, around the team, Maddie and Meg absolutely smashing it on 7 points each. I'm behind on 4, so I've got some catching up to do.
A little bit.
All right, shall we meet this person?
Let's do it.
Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good. What are you up to this morning?
Oh, not a great deal this morning. Just getting the day started.
Whereabouts are you located?
In the Northern Rivers.
Nice. So you guys have had a bloody tough time up there recently, but let's get into your questions and we'll chat later. Question number one. Do you wear gold or silver jewellery? Expensive stuff.
Silver.
Silver. You like silver chain. All right, another question.
Okay, have you ever been on a private jet?
Yes.
Yes. Interesting.
Oh, fancy, fancy.
But it's quite accessible these days.
That's true, though.
You know, if you, like, go on a first-class overseas flight, it's the same price as hiring a private jet.
Yeah. There we go. So, you know, a business person...
I dream a lot.
...could certainly do it. Where do you do your grocery shopping?
Between Carl's Woolies and RGA, I suppose, and Vidaldi.
Bit of Aldi. Oh, throws the Aldi in there. I like that. Yep. God, you love those special buys, yeah?
Absolutely.
Have you ever stayed at a 3-star hotel or below, or are you going all fancy?
No, I absolutely stayed in 1-star hotels over the years.
Humble guy.
Or was not famous, then got famous.
Maybe. All right, I don't know if we can go this question, can we?
Look, I think
I know who this is.
I'm going to lock in celeb, man.
I'm locking in celeb. I've got a vague idea of who this might be.
I think I'm going to say celeb as well.
I think we all know who it is.
I don't know who it is at all.
Three, two, one. Shannon Noll.
Right?
G'day, guys.
Hey!
There it is.
You have such a recognizable voice to these guys.
I know, it gives me away every time.
I thought you would have tried to put a voice on maybe to try and fool us or something.
Throw us off.
I should have done that, actually.
How you doing, man? What's going on with you?
Yeah, no, just fighting the water up here still, mate. At the moment, we live in the Northern Rivers, and it just, it comes in a race 10 mil, and then the whole place is a lake again.
Oh, you poor bugger. What else have you been doing apart from battling the weather?
What are you doing music-wise?
I'm working on a new album at the moment. We're going to do a rockier album this time around.
Good.
Really keen on doing that. We've got some exciting collaborations as well. One with Airborne, which is pretty cool.
Wow.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. So that's a lot of fun and coming together really well.
So new album means tour, fingers crossed?
Yeah. Yeah, mate, absolutely.
Beautiful.
Back of it for sure.
Good stuff, man. Do you know, I want to talk about this. I've just been sent through some notes by Jackson, our producer. You've launched a new fishing product called the Bait Bomb by Nolsey.
Yes.
Tell us about this.
Yeah, no, it's because I've always yabbied over the years on the farm, gone out yabbing. So this is just a little product that you can actually put your bait in and you just throw it in the trap instead of having to muck around with a messy net to hold the bait in it. So it's just making life a bit easier for anyone who goes out yabbing, and we're actually giving away a jet ski at the moment on baitbomb.com.au website.
I love how celebrities get involved with, you know, perfumes and clothes. Like, nah, go on this.
Fishing gear.
I love it. So good.
Yeah. Absolutely, mate. You take the boy out of the country with you.
Yeah, exactly.
The boy from Condoblin.
Yeah.
Shannon, do you know what? I actually am so happy to, like, hear from you. Like, you are, I think, for our generation, like, you're just such a legend. It's
iconic.
Yeah,
absolutely, yeah. Man. And of course, if you're a fan of Shannon, I do believe you've got a new Patreon for your VIP fans. Can you just tell us about that?
Yeah, I have, mate. We're doing a lot of stuff here. We do a lot of interviews and stuff like that with people I've toured with over the years,
yeah.
And we do performances and new demo listening sessions and things like that. So it's really, really exciting. So we get to get a lot of stuff that wouldn't normally obviously be accessible to the public. So it's a really fun thing we're doing. We do cooking segments and all that sort of thing on. So it's all just a little bit of a look into the property and where we live here and that sort of, and the family stuff we do here and that as well, plus the music and obviously, you know, the touring we've done over the years.
Yeah, nice. Man, I've just put a picture up of you. You haven't aged at all.
No,
you look the same.
So it takes you a few hours to look like that these days.
The ultimate bush skincare regime from Nolsey, coming soon.
He'll rub yabby all over you.
I actually read an article, Nolsey, about you possibly joining the Idol reboot. Is there any truth in this?
Mate, I'd definitely be up for it, you know. I think it was such a great series and such great memories from it, you know. And I think I'd love to be involved, obviously, because of, you know, going through the whole process.
Yeah.
Series, which was just such a juggernaut, you know.
No, so you'd be awesome.
Be interested. Yeah, you know, I'd love to be a part of it, mate, for sure.
See, Guy would be good as well, but he's hoarding himself out to all the shows now, so I think it'd be a bit weird if he...
Yeah. You're the one.
You're the one to do it.
Sorry, Guy.
I've hoarded myself out to all that.
there he is. Oh, what a pleasure.
Thanks, Shannon.
Yep, so there's the room there.
Oh, thanks, Noles. Thanks for coming on, man. Thanks for having some fun.
No worries, guys.
Thanks.
See ya.
Happy Easter, take care. Happy Easter to you as well. Oh, what a trip.
Oh,
how good. Oh.
What an unexpected trip.
I do feel a bit bad, though, to a degree, because you know how much I froth Guy, but I do love Nolsey.
What a treat.
What a treat.
Lovely bloke. Shannon Knowles. Good job on that one, Jackson.
Very nice guy.
Yeah.
Really nice. Because usually, like, some celebs really rude behind the scenes and super nice on the air.
So chatty behind the scenes.
Oh, good stuff.
Jackson will always spill the dirt if, you know, if they're rude behind the scenes.
True, they're not on air.
Can I ask as well, because it is known to get them to be chatty, you tell them that Maddie has a thing for him.
No,
is
I didn't
that
have to.
You didn't have to do
didn't
that.
Have to with Nosey, but I think he knows. We all love him. Oh, we've all got a bit of a crush
on
Nosey.
Who doesn't like him, though? That's the thing.
He's very likable.
Yeah.
G'day, mate.
G'day, mate.
I love
it. It's funny.
Yeah, as soon as
from
I heard that.
The first question, we're like, I know who this is.
You and I looked at each other, Meg, and I thought, you know.
Yeah, she knows.
I had no idea as a pure guess.
Of course. What's the goss up next, man?
Remember Gillian Anderson from the X-Files?
Oh, X-Files,
She's opened up about what it's like to meet Bill Clinton. Also, to a Kardashian Photoshop fail. This will blow your mind.
All right.
Okay, cool. Details in minutes.
The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'll let you finish.
Thursday edition. Jackson is here. Good morning, Jackson.
Good morning. Good morning. Remember Gillian Anderson? She was in X-Files, of course, but she did that thing on The Crown as well. She summed up about what it's like to meet Bill Clinton.
I would assume it's an experience and a half.
Right, because, like, this happened a long time ago, but she explained it over the weekend on one of the Jimmy's shows.
I met him when he was running for office first time. At the end of his speech or whatever, we, you know, created a line for him to walk down the line and shake hands, and we got to meet him. And he did the most miraculous thing in the world. You know, that thing that he does where he shakes your hand and then he grabs your elbow at the same time. He, like, holds your arm further up.
Yeah, right.
Like, the intimate little thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Makes eye contact.
He does.
And he moves on to the next person. And then he looks back at you.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton knows what he's doing, right?
With I feel like ladies. That's what presidents do, though.
Yeah, but he's got this charm about him.
Like, so this would have been in the 90s when the X-Files was huge and she was like one of the world's biggest stars.
Mm.
And he was, well, the position he was in.
Yeah.
Hillary, like, is happy. Do you reckon they're together because they come? Why do you think she went back?
I have a theory.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton is, in fact, a lesbian.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. You think it's like an Oprah and Stedman kind of setup?
Yeah.
Mm.
Can I play you my favorite Gillian Anderson moment?
Yeah.
So remember how she was in The Crown? And
I never saw that, no.
Well, she played Margaret Thatcher and she won an Emmy for
it. That's why I love this one.
And then...
Good movie.
Yeah.
She got asked this question after she won her Emmy, and this was like a year ago.
Just to kind of continue with the whole Margaret Thatcher thing, if you've talked to her about this role at all, and secondly, why do you think it has taken America so long to get a female leader?
I have not spoken to Margaret.
Haven't spoken to her because she died 10 years ago. Yeah.
Very awkward.
Wow.
Such a great moment. The Kardashians, their new show drops today. Is everyone excited? Has everyone got their
Absolutely
Disney Plus subscription?
Not.
Do you?
No, I haven't. Might sign up, though.
You said you weren't going to watch it.
Well, now I'm interested. They've got me.
What did they do, you publicity-wise, that's roped you in?
Well, the Photoshop fails. So, probably about a year ago, right, Khloe Kardashian uploaded photos of Kim's kids and her child... True at Disneyland, and everyone was like, this is photoshopped, it doesn't look real. That child is not with Kim Kardashian at Disneyland. And they were like, no, she is. Anyway, yesterday, Khloe Kardashian put up an Instagram story and was like, this is True's first day at Disneyland she's never been before. And fans called her out and she said, I effed this one up. Whoop. Well, the show comes out tomorrow, so let's focus on that. I was like, as if that isn't just the biggest publicity stunt in the making. Like a year
100%.
On.
100%. They went out fishing and they caught a big fish.
Also, too, Creevo, you were right. That sex tape was all publicity because the first episode completely revolves around one of Kim's children seeing an ad for the teased new adult film.
What a surprise.
There you go.
And they've hooked me.
It's got you.
They got the big tuna
That's
on the
what
line.
That's you're doing all long weekend.
Yeah.
Are they only dropping like one episode at a time?
I'm not sure if it's going to be once a
weekly
week or if it's going to just drop.
Because they would have filmed the whole season, right? They're professionals. Yeah.
Yes.
So they might. Sometimes they're doing this thing now where they drop three and then one a week.
Yeah.
Just so, because if you just watch one episode, you're not really hooked in.
No.
So that's the new trend now. They just drop like three or four.
Well, they did that with Then Just Like That. They dropped two at once.
Yeah, to catch it.
Yep. And then, it worked.
You were there every week.
Did, not for me. Like, it was going to work regardless, but for other people, it worked.
Interesting. Yeah. Oh, well, I look forward to hearing the report on how the new show
is. Take a review from you.
Do you reckon they'll still use that?
No,
they have to go new, yeah. That'd be owned by whatever network they're on before.
E.
That's
every time
right.
I hear it, because I never watched The Kardashians, I had no idea what it was. And I'm like, why are you playing something from ABC Kids? I was
it does
so
sound
confused.
A bit like that.
Like,
hasn't watched The Kardashians, also thinks Just Like That was amazing.
Don't start with me.
Rumble, Meg.
We will.
Well, this is really the battle of the ages between Jackson and Meg. His love of the Kardashians versus yours of Sex and the City.
Just Like That. You said, Jackson, you were going to start Sex and the City from the start. You never did you?
No, well, I watched one episode and I just thought, this is tragic.
Because we had an agreement to a degree that I was going to watch Real Housewives.
Which you did.
I did watch an episode because it was on Nine Life a couple of months ago and it was horrific.
Yeah, I just can't watch vintage TV.
Yeah.
And just like that, Jackson lost interest.
This might surprise you. I've hardly watched any of them.
The Novos.
To wake you up. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Sorry, Jess, my finger kept slipping.
Oh, did it? Oh,
I'm really sorry. That was very unprofessional.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Lucky I'm professional.
Yeah, you are.
Straight through it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's so fun, though.
What? That Jess is professional.
You know what, being professional, in my mind, when I think being professional, this is what comes to mind.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Send you an email in the middle of your bulletin.
Yeah, turn your computer off. This is a weird email.
Notification.
Phone's on silent in the studio, please.
100.
Meg, who side are you on?
105. Yeah, look
comedy
after,
side.
105 minutes commercial free. So.
Yes.
Hi.
Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, yes.
She's officially done with the name change, by the way.
Oh.
Kelly Brianne. Signed
she's
on the done. It's all done. Do you know what vibe it gives me, though?
Fame all! Get off the dang roof!
Kelly Brianne, she's coming up, 105 commercial free. Finger 11, do you remember this? Paralyzer.
I've not heard this in a long time.
Yes, and,
that song kind of creeps me out.
Yeah,
Paralyzer.
The
song's a bit creepy.
A little bit.
Bit weird.
This, on the other hand, is amazing.
Creeper in a nightclub vibe.
Tate
McRae. We've never been that, have we? No. Creeper in a nightclub.
I love this, though.
It's very good. She's all I want to be.
Awesome. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicks off in 24 minutes with Jackson.
Yes, all right,
27,
ladies.
In fact, actually, there's ads and stuff.
27, okay.
Just set your timer. 27, no, maybe 27 and a half.
Oh,
now 28.
People are going to hold you to this, you know that. I'm going to get complaints through
calls.
To the Facebook page.
Good.
Good. You can respond
bring
to
him
them.
On.
You can respond to them. Hey, ladies, are you looking for a husband? A lot of people looking for a husband.
Yes.
You looking for a husband?
Yes.
Well, there is a definitive list of the men to avoid.
Oh.
their professions, in fact.
You're ruling out whole jobs.
I'm ruling out whole jobs. Well, I'm not ruling out whole jobs. An attorney who's been on the job for about 11 years has created the definitive list of the guys not to marry based on their occupation.
What are your, like, red flags
for a job?
For a bloke?
I don't have any.
You could be any job.
I like them to have a job. That's pretty much it. Because I like to see some form of ambition.
What if their job is to, you know, you see those, like, Dr. Pimple Popper videos on Instagram? What if their job was that?
Well, they're a doctor, so, yeah, all right.
Imagine they'd always have really smelly fingers, though.
No, like, they wear gloves.
Do they?
They wear gloves.
Do you think they're doing it?
They smell like, because some of the gloves have baby powder, so they smell like the baby powder.
You think they're just doing that with their fingers, just, and it's going in their nails and stuff?
837. The Novos. And Meg, you've got a really good list to share with us this morning. What professions women should avoid when marrying men?
Yes, well, apparently, if you're looking for a husband, there are certain men that you should avoid if they work in these particular industries. So this divorce lawyer, she's been in the game for 13 years. She's from New York, and she's come up with this list. See, I would find them okay to marry, but apparently, highest divorce rate.
So she must be seeing the same job come up again and
this
again.
This is what's happened. Like,
every time, it's another one of these, is
she
it?
She might be a stickler for, like, statistics or something and come up with ultimate statistics. So, we'll run through the list. It's only a very small list. Police officers.
Police officers. They're okay.
Surgeons.
Oh, these just seem like normal kind of jobs, right? Don't they?
Firemen.
Okay.
Pilots.
What's wrong with firemen?
Firemen.
Aren't they
these
most...
seem like really hot professions to date or marry.
There is a reason behind this. And the final one...
And they're good at handling hoses and all
that. Exactly. The final one is military personnel.
What?
So she's adamant that these are the worst kinds of blokes to marry if they work in these industries.
I don't think I agree with this.
This is coming from a divorce lawyer. But having said that, US divorce lawyer.
So maybe you reckon they're different over there?
So what she's claimed is that the guys in these professions tend to be more narcissistic because they're used to having authority and being in charge.
Oh, I don't know about
this
that.
This is her basis.
What's her name?
Her name.
Do you know what? She's done us all a favour.
Catherine Leonard.
She's put, for all you single ladies that, you know, aren't put off by this.
Yeah.
Hopefully some people hear this and you've got less competition now to bag yourself one of these fine professionals in our community.
So what she says in reason to, like, military personnel, for example, she goes, they're treated with a tremendous amount of respect and have a lot of responsibility, which can make them controlling. I don't really believe that, but according to her and the divorces that she's dealt with. But the thing is, she's only dealing with the negative connotations with these Like, there are probably many happy marriages
in
and somebody
amongst
who works
them,
in the military.
It seems ridiculous because I think that it's one of those things where I don't really believe she's using hard statistics.
No.
I just think she's going, oh, it's one of those again. And your mind just gets set and you're always looking out for that thing.
It's another surgeon. Oh, it's another surgeon.
Yeah.
That's what she's thinking. So basically, another thing that she pointed out was it's hard for men to transition from being in a position of power to coming home to someone asking them to take out the trash. Because obviously, if you're a surgeon, people think you save lives every day
and
all that kind of
stuff.
And, you know, you're a hero. And then you come home, you left your socks on the floor. Like,
that's
I can understand
But
that.
Why does your job allow you to, like, suck at every other element of life?
I know.
That's like, just a bad person.
But she's saying...
Yeah, but like, that's just teenage behaviour. Oh, pick your socks up. Oh,
yeah.
Like, I don't know.
She's saying a lot of it has to do with ego because a lot of these professions are put on pedestals. Let's face it, when you think of a fireman, you think of someone who is very upstanding, hero, all that kind of stuff. And then when you get home, you're not treated as that because they don't see you as the profession. They see you as the person. And I think they want to be seen as the profession...
Not the person.
At home.
Hey, it's a good thing to look out for. If you're meeting one of these people, just go, are they going to act like that all the time? But I think you have to go case by case. You can't look at everyone in that profession. How absurd.
I'd like to see how many divorces she's, like, seen in the last 13 years to make her
come up with this
list. Or maybe... To be fair, maybe she's just bitter because half of her friends have married these types of people and then they've gone on to get a divorce.
Jeez, that fireman has a massive hose. Look how good he is with it.
Yeah, but he's a very...
jealous.
But a very crap husband.
Apparently.
Maybe he was taking the hose to other people, putting out their fires. Who knows?
Who knows? Hey, let's do birthday lotto up next.
Good advice.
It is good advice. You've got to be alert and aware.
Keep your hose at home.
Exactly. If you were born in June 13/10/09, this is your chance at the money.
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novo's birthday.
Let's make someone a winner. 350 on the line. All you have to do is be born in June this time for your chance at the money.
Easy as.
Let's meet our contestant.
So we're going to Tony in Madawi, works in admin, says she does not think you should avoid marrying people in the military, but definitely will avoid a stripper.
Oh.
She's off to England soon, so needs the cash to spend. What's wrong with a stripper, Tony?
They got women born all over them.
Yeah, but if they're coming home to you, that's like a compliment, isn't it, surely?
Well, are they?
Oh, well, you never know. Look, if they're going to be cheating on you, you say goodbye. But if they're going to be doing their thing, making stripper kind of money.
I don't think Tony's, I don't think she's been converted, Meg.
No. Look, if they're coming home with a bunch of 50s in a G-string, look.
Meg's all about that all by about the sounds
it.
Of it.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to come home with other stuff in their G-string.
You're saying hundreds, are you?
Hundreds, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Let's get you some cash to go over to England with Tony. Fingers crossed we can do this while you're heading into the weekend. All right. Have a look. Were you born on the 11th of June?
Oh, no,
24th. Oh, sorry, Tony.
Too bad. Oh, at least you're going to England.
Yeah.
Happy days.
$375 this is worth on Tuesday.
Don't you love hearing that? That makes me very happy.
Yes, please.
What are you guys doing for the long weekend?
Well, hopefully the swine tour that I haven't booked yet.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
You're having a couple of days off from the shop too, aren't you?
Yeah.
Very exciting.
I'll be taking...
So, Crevo's on Clyde Street, Hamilton North, is closed for the long weekend.
No, it'll be open Saturday and open Monday.
But so the star of the show, Crevo, you're not going in on Saturday, are you?
I won't be in on Saturday.
But so, go in on Monday. And
yeah, you'll probably see me
there. You better sign some photos to leave at the shop, because obviously people...
That's for sure.
How much do you charge for an autograph photo of yourself?
Oh, look, you can have one bucks? For free. No, free with every purchase, over $100.
You make money off absolutely anything. Why are you not charging for signed photos of yourself?
Oh, look, if you buy something over 100, you can have it for free.
Okay, good call. What are you doing, Matty?
I don't even know.
You don't even know?
Nothing. He's going to be in a chocolate coma maybe for 4 days.
Well, my housemate is off to Blues Fest, Byron Bay, for 4 days.
Oh, so it's party at your place, is what you're saying.
Big party.
I'm going to enjoy, like, some time to just sit there naked on the couch.
Well, why not?
With your partner, a.k.a. Harry.
With your pussy cat. We'll be sitting there with you.
105 commercial free is up next. This conversation is going nowhere.
You started the naked chat. I just joined in.
I love Shawnee, man. Hey, now. That
potential
I can get
husband.
Into.
Yeah, this is his new one. Oh, it's a bit more upbeat.
Rocky.
Would you sit on a couch with him, Maddie?
Yes, Grego.
Oh my God.
I would sit on
a couch.
Shawn Mendes's couch.
SOS.
Good to hear. Just checking.
She's pregnant. Oh my God.
Well, can you believe it? I didn't know. I haven't heard. I haven't seen any pictures. She's hiding it well.
Rita Ora.
Oh, the voice stars on Monday, doesn't
budget
it?
Budget Riri.
Oh, Budget Riri. Oh.
They had, so, get this right, Riri and Rita Ora both signed to Jay-Z's record label. This is like 10 years ago.
And Riri got dropped, didn't she?
And Rihanna hated Rita Ora because she was too similar at the time.
Really?
People were comparing them. So Rihanna made Jay-Z drop Rita Ora from his label Roc Nation.
Drop it like it's hot.
Now she's on The Voice Australia.
Rita Ora is allegedly also responsible for a few Beyonce Lemonade songs.
Oh.
There's Emma rumors going around as well. Allegedly.
Interesting.
Allegedly.
Just don't tell Rihanna.
No.
Love you, Rita.
Love you, Riri.
I do love Rita Ora.
Look, I prefer Rihanna, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but Rihanna's not even releasing music anymore.
Yeah, but her makeup is his.
Rita Ora is like that cool drive-through chick, like fun at there, do you know
what I
thought
you were going to say cool Arnie or something.
Like at the Macca's window.
Yeah, you see him, you go, oh, but you forget about him quickly, you know? Yeah. Good moment
in
passing.
She's not at top of mind. She will be when the voice, she'll drop new music.
Riri on the other hand.
Oh, speaking of.
You're not forgetting her.
She's like Janine Alice of the fast food world. Yeah. You know? We love her.
Finger snapping everywhere.
Have a great weekend, guys. We'll see you on Tuesday.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Goodbye.